It's Tuesday. Wake up, kid. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope your Tuesday is awesome so far. This week, we are focused on this question. Does God have a beginning? And the answer, of course, is no. God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. When we say God is eternal, yesterday we talked about the fact that God has always been. He has no beginning. But today, we're focusing on the other side of that. And you know, it's foreign to us. It's hard to think about because the things we know about always have an end. They stop existing. Even the stuff you like and you try to take care of, you know it's not going to last forever. When I was a kid, I had some toys that I really enjoyed. I loved them. They were important to me. I tried to take care of them. But now, many years later, those toys are gone. They didn't last forever. They broke down. They got destroyed. They don't exist. That's how things are. One day, the house you live in, it won't be there. It will be gone. One day, the car you ride in, it won't exist anymore. One day, the furniture you sit on, the school you go to, those things will stop existing. Even the world we live on, one day, will stop existing. But God Himself has absolutely no end. He will exist forever. We're going to talk a little bit more about that after this incredibly hilarious joke of the day. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
What did the cupcake say to the frosting?
What?
I'd be muffin without you. Hey, kid, it's time for you to wake up. When we say God is eternal, we don't only mean that He has always been, we also mean that He always will be. God has no beginning. We talked about that yesterday. He was there before anything else existed. He created everything else. There was never a time when God began. He was simply always there. But God also has no end. He will never, ever go away. Psalm 90 verse 2 says, "From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." That means that He is the creator and controller of everything forever. There was never a time that He began, and there will never be a time that He stops being God. He will always exist. This is important for us to understand. There are some really important things that we can know and trust about God because He is eternal. He will always be there. He will never end. He will be keeping His promises forever. He will be controlling the universe forever. He will be holding everything together with His power forever. He will be loving His children and protecting His children forever. He will never be replaced by somebody else. The God we read about in the Bible, who sent His Son to die on the cross in our place so we could be rescued and adopted into His family, that God, the one true God, will be God forever. So, when He invites us to be with Him, He is inviting us to be with Him forever. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul is writing to tell the Christians about the day when Jesus comes back for His children. He explains how the dead in Christ, the people who are Christians but have already died, they'll rise first, and then the Christians who are still alive will go up. Then verse 17 says this, "So shall we ever be with the Lord." He's going to come back for the church. He's going to take us with Him, and we're going to be with Him forever. Because He exists forever, He invites us to go and be with Him forever. The day is coming where all Christians get to be with God forever. If you're already a child of God, this is a good reason for you to thank Him today. Spend some time talking to Him and telling Him thank you and praising Him that you get to be with Him forever. If you're not a Christian yet, today would be an awesome day for you to talk to your parent or another Christian adult that you trust about turning away from your sin and putting your trust in Jesus to save you. Hey, God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. He has no beginning and no end. He is the everlasting God.